This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with the Manchester Essex High School Director of Athletics, Cammy Molinari. And Cammy, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on, and I appreciate all the coverage this past winter. It's been a great year and a great season, so thank you for having me.
And you've had double coverage. You have Nick Kukuru, and now you've got Nick Giannino, so... reading about
both fantastic sports news reporters.
Absolutely, and both Nicks do a great job. I've known both of them for many years. Nick Kukuru is a former student of mine. Well, anyway, let's get down to business. You guys had really a spectacular winter season, and I do want to review that and then preview spring sports. But how about we start with boys basketball?
Yes, boys basketball. What a year they had! I mean, to go 16-0 in the Cape Ann League for the second year in a row, undefeated. 15-0 last year, 16-0 this year, finishing as Cal Baker champions. I mean, what more can you ask for? We have Tim St. Laurent with Coach of the Year honors, Kate First with back-to-back Cal Baker Player of the Year honors. I mean, it was a fantastic year, only two losses in the whole season, and unfortunately one of those being in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. But, I mean, we're so proud of that team. They're such a family. What a great culture they've built. And they had a great year, and we look forward to building on this success into next season.
Yeah, absolutely spectacular. All right, so now let's go over the other sports. I guess with natural progression would be to go to girls basketball?
Yeah, girls basketball. I mean, what more can you say about them? They're also a fantastic team, fantastic culture built by our longtime coach, Coach Lauren DuBois. They went 10-4. In the league this year, they finished as co-Cal Baker champions. With them, they also had Cal Baker Player of the Year honors awarded to Lily Oliver, who's a sophomore. She's a phenomenal player. We look forward to watching her grow over the next couple of years into an even more spectacular player. We have Coach Lauren DuBois, also named as Cal Baker Coach of the Year. I mean, both programs are just, they did so well this winter, surpassed their expectations, and they went 16-6 overall, unfortunately did lose in the round of 32 against our co-Cal Baker champion in Georgetown, but it was a great game. They played really hard, and we're very proud of them, and again, like, young team. Sad to see all of our seniors go, but we're looking forward to see how they build upon their success into next year.
How do the teams travel in terms of student participation, students going to games and supporting one another?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome this year. We have a really good group of student fans that just rally the troops anytime we're going on the road. We sent a fan bus to the Elite Eight game at Millbury or at Sutton High School against Millbury, but I mean, we just packed the stands. It was a great atmosphere here when we hosted the preliminary round game for girls basketball and then those two boys basketball games. I mean, we just have such a good sense of school pride here, and I'm really proud of our student leaders and our student athletes for building that sense of culture and school pride.
One of the big gaps between me and high school sports since I retired from teaching is the advent of social media. And talking with coaches over the year, it seems as though the captains take a responsibility in using social media to get the word out for various reasons. Is there a policy on that with the coaches, or is it just a team-by-team basis?
So our policy on social media is that we have our coaches oversee every social media account that we run for our teams. I also oversee those accounts. The captains help push out the message and help create the graphics because sometimes they're more technologically savvy than our coaching staff, but we do have it be a collaborative effort so that we're monitoring what's going out there, but also giving our captains and leaders an opportunity to voice their own games and spread the word. But yeah, that's our policy. It's just, everyone has an account. Captains and coaches help work together to make it run, and then I oversee it from the top down.
Well, you're one of those young people who can do that. And the should point out that your Twitter account is fantastic and up to date with great graphics.
Thank you.
Great
thank
graphics.
You.
You're welcome. All right, so go through the other sports, winter sports for me.
Yeah, so we had girls alpine ski. I mean, that program's still growing, but they had a lot of individual success across the board. Ski is just one of those sports where the more student-athletes you have in a program, the more successful you're going to be overall. So they didn't perform well as a team, but individually they all improved throughout the course of the season. We're really proud of them. We had two students finish in the top 30 within the North Shore Ski League Interscholastic League. So it's awesome. We're excited to see where that team goes in the future. We had one boys JV alpine skier this year who finished first in 5 of the 7 races. So we're hoping to build that boys program up and have him recruit some of his friends so we can have a stronger presence within the league next year. But they did really well individually. Our boys and girls swim and dive programs also did phenomenally individually. Again, as a team, swim and indoor track, all 3 of those programs. It's just the more student athletes you have involved in the program, the more successful you'll be because you can accumulate more points to put up against other teams. But that said, the student athletes are so talented and they finish first in so many of their events that just individual success is through the roof. I'm really proud of those students. We had Megan Grader and Sydney Henney advance in the swim sectionals and swim states and individual events. We had sent all 3 of our relays on the girls team to sectionals. So with Sydney Henney and Megan Grader, we also had Libby McKinnon and Claire Masters move on to sectionals. And then on the boys' side, we had Colin Conway advance to sectionals and states individually. And, yeah, again, it's just such a great culture, great team, great group of leaders, and our senior captains of Eric Bischoff and Diego Sanson. And we're really proud of the success that that group had. And, again, hoping to build on those numbers so we can be more competitive next year. And that'll come through our rising student leaders and Megan Grader, Sydney Hemme, and Colin Conway coming back for next year.
All off the top.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, all of that off the top of your head, this is amazing. No, keep going.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I love our student athletes. I love our athletic departments. The more I can promote and push out there for our students, the better off that they'll all be and more success we'll have in the future. But for indoor track, our boys and girls team, like I said, just struggled as a team, but the culture of that program has just been improving every year, building on our new coaching staff of Coach Nicole Bembridge and Nick Valley. Again, individually, they did so well. Nate Gardner, I mean, what more could you say about that kid? He's a senior student athlete, captain of our program, going off to Middlebury College next year to run indoor and outdoor track and field. And he qualified for New Balance Nationals in the 55 hurdles, kept breaking and setting new school records for us in that event. It felt like every meet he came back with a new school record for the 55 hurdles. And then he was the Division 5 state champion in that event, moving on to all states and did really well there. And then on the girls' side, we had Megan Hurd, who performed really well in the long jump at Division 5 states, and she also qualified for the Emerging Elite in the Nike Nationals, and she did really well this season, did an advance to all-state meet, but she has a bright future ahead of her. She's only a junior. And, yeah, I mean, we're really excited to see what all of our programs in the winter do next season and what they do in the off-season to build upon that success.
Final question about winter sports. Sounds like you had a high percentage of participation from your student body, and I'm sure you have multi-sport athletes as well.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. I mean, across the board, we have about 68% of our student body participate in athletics.
Wow.
This winter, we had, I want to say, close to 200 winter student athletes, and that's including our middle school program. But it's just, yeah, it's so great to see so many students getting involved in different sports and the amount of students that come in every year and are trying a new sport for the first time. Like, we'll have new swimmers walk through my office, and it's fantastic. It's just the students are creating a really good culture here and promoting it and pushing it and encouraging their friends to try something new, which I think is really unique about Manchester Essex.
This time of year, between winter and spring, kids are finding out where they're going to college or if they're going to college and what they're doing next. Do you do a lot of counseling with your student athletes in terms of, getting them whether they want to play sports or not, but guiding them toward a place that you might think would fit well for them?
Yeah, definitely. So we always try to catch them early with the sophomore group and have conversations with students individually. I invite them in my office all the time. I have an open door policy to just sit down with them and talk to them and walk them through the steps in the process and seeing what level might be a good fit. And then as our juniors become seniors, it's always the question of, I love my sport, I want to keep playing, but what level is the best fit for me? And we'll sit down and we'll talk through it. They really use their coaches as a great resource and their club coaches too as a great resource, but we let them almost come to us because we don't want to push playing at the next level on them, but we want to open up that conversation, have a good conversation, an authentic conversation about where is the best fit for that student, both academically and athletically. Because as you know, the worst thing you can do is sign up to go to a college to play that sport, and then you have a catastrophic rear-ending injury, and you look at the school you're at, and you go, oh, no, that's not the place where I wanted to be academically. This isn't a good fit for me, and I can no longer play my sport, and they transfer. So having that sit-down conversation about what is the best level for you athletically, where you think you're going to play and be successful, but also is that school a good academic fit that in worst case scenario, something happens, you will be successful at that college and in the next stage of your life.
Well, I think that's what kids and parents alike want to hear. So I'm glad you mentioned that. All right, let's roll into spring. Tell me how, the preseason's going and what's expected this spring.
Yeah, so spring, we're really excited. Our numbers are up this year from last year, so that's always good news. That means, like I said, culture is positive. It's building, it's growing, and just word of mouth within our teams is creating more success within the department. So, I mean, overall, we're really looking forward to having a successful spring season, but success isn't always defined as the wins and losses. It's just how that team performs as a group. So with baseball, it is for that for a smaller roster this year, but we have great leadership and Troy Flood, Mateo Zarmanian, and Matt McKenna, Kevin McKenna. That group of seniors is just really strong. Ross Edelstein as well. And we're excited to see what they do. It's a little bit of a rebuild year for that program, but you never know what can happen. That's why we play games. That's why we have sports. We're excited to see what they can produce as a team and just continuing to build in that program. Boys lacrosse is coming off a really good year. We graduated a huge group of seniors. I think it was about 17 or 18 seniors. But they have phenomenal leadership as well. They have great coaches. And they were Cal Baker champions for the first time in program history last year. So they really want to repeat. They want to add another year on that brand new banner in our gym. So we'll see what they can do this year. Girls lacrosse, they were really successful last year, went all the way to the Final Four, unfortunately lost to one of our Cal rivals, Ipswich. They were really talented last year, hats off to Ipswich. But this year, we're like really hoping to go all the way, win that state championship in girls lacrosse. We have a phenomenal goalkeeper coming back in Bridget Carvalhano, a Division One player out on the field, or Division One commit, and Mechie O'Neill, Ella Chafe, probably could have played at the next level too, but speaking of that fit, she wanted to go and pursue her goals academically, and yeah, it's just, they have a lot of talent in both those lacrosse programs, so we'll see what they can do this year. And then for our sailing team, doesn't get as much press, but we do have an awesome sailing team. Our numbers are up in that program. We grew from just about 8 sailors last year to now we have pushing 16 or 17. So, like I said, just building that culture and word of mouth is phenomenal. We're hosting a lot of meets. We have a North Shore Invitational during April vacation that our coach puts on, and we're excited to see what they can do. If the weather would just hold out so they can get in the boats and start practicing, that would be great. But like I said, there's a lot of new sailors, so we're just getting the experience of teaching them all the technical, tactical skills. For softball, it's year 2 of our program after a bit of a hiatus of 4 years where we were co-opted with Hamilton Wenham. So we're looking to build in that program, build off the success of last year after qualifying for the state tournament, which was a huge goal of theirs. We actually ended up hosting a state tournament preliminary round game for that program. So that was just, it was huge. And the numbers in that program continue to build. We actually have a JV team in softball this year. So we're looking forward to seeing what they can do. I'm sorry for the announcement.
No, that's okay. That's fine. This is what I love about radio.
Okay. Awesome. And then for both of our tennis programs, I'll just wait 1 second.
No worries if you see those parked out front.
Okay. So for both of our tennis programs, I mean, our tennis program in general is just a really successful program at Manchester Essex. I feel like so many of our students play tennis from the day they were born, so seeing them come to the high school level and perform spectacularly, either as an individual or as a doubles team, is great. We are replacing a little bit of our roster for that starting 7 for both the boys and the girls, so it's a little bit of a learning curve to see how they will do in their matchups throughout the course of the season, but we're excited to see what they can do this season, and they should both be very successful programs and hopefully take home a Cal Baker championship title and host a lot of tournament games this spring. So that's it for all of our spring sports. And then we send our kids to Gloucester for outdoor track, and we'll be rooting for them the entire step of the way. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It'll be an exciting spring as long as this weather take the turn and we get some sunshine.
Yeah, it's been an exciting interview. Thank you, Cammie, for that and how busy you are. And I want to add one more thing to your workload. If you will send me the information to the sailing about the sailing coach, I will be sure to check in on the sail team and get them some ink.
Yeah, we appreciate that. That's fantastic. Thank you. I definitely will.
Okay. Other than that, it's been great. I appreciate it. Congratulations on a fantastic year to this point. And we'll talk again. All right. Take care, Cam.
All right. Have a good one.
You as well.
Yep.
Bye-bye. That's Cammie Molinari. One more time, Cammie Molinari, who is the athletic director at Manchester Essex High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.